The Colcliffs on RNIB Connect Radio.
Cheryl, you're back soon. You and Wendy sold all your pots up?
No, it was very slack this afternoon. We packed up early. I don't really think Wendy needed me help apart from company.
Well, Sybil picked a time for going on holiday then.
Hardly holiday, Dad. And she didn't pick a time. She was sent for urgent.
I thought you said she'd gone prestatin.
Yeah, but that's only because his folks happen to live there. And nursing a sick boyfriend, it's not what I call holiday. And now's me little Nevy then. Has his granddad been spoiling him rotten? Look at that. Completely ignores me.
He's absorbed in his game. Hey, we've had a real good time this afternoon. We've been down the swings, we've been to the shop, got some chocolate.
Oh, Dad.
And now we're building a castle.
Looks as if I'm not needed.
Well, you'll be needed at bath time. I ain't doing that.
Mum back from work yet?
Aye, she's back. And she's right next door.
Oh, poor Dad.
I just wish we could sell up here and move to another house where he didn't live next door. When I get me compensation, eh?
You might not get it.
Of course I shall get it. And then just see, we'll be off dine Trentham in two shakes of a crab's ankle. You could have this house. I've mentioned it to Nev.
And what did Nev say?
Well, he were non-committal. Probably wanted to talk it over with you first.
No. You'll never get Nev move off that dratted estate. Especially now he's got his new scheme helping kids.
He could help kids on Lowmore and still live here.
Not how he sees it. Talking to Nev, has he rung?
No, nobody's rung. Where are you going to?
He's meant be letting me know whether the kitchen's finished or not. I better ring him.
You know, Bryn, there's a smell of bacon hanging about this place.
Bacon?
And don't sound as though you've never heard of such a thing. Did you go and have bacon for your breakfast again?
No, I never.
Well, what did you have then?
Well, I ran out of that muesli stuff Blodwin had given me, and else it didn't seem to have none. I didn't much like it anyhow. But I got some bran something or other.
Oh, well, that's good. Anything with bran.
Aye, and I quite like it with a bit of cream on.
Oh, Bryn, not cream. You mustn't have cream. Skimmed milk.
Skimmed milk. Oh, tasteless stuff.
Nevertheless, and what did you have for your lunch?
Have I got to tell you?
Come on, what was it?
Well, that's when I fell prey to a bit of a fry-up. Bacon and eggs and a bit of black pudding and a piece of fried bread. Oh, it was grand reen. I did enjoy it. I thought it might be all right for lunch.
Bryn, you're supposed to be getting your cholesterol level down, not pushing it up. It's not all right any time.
Well, not even once in a while.
Not the way you cook it anyway. Oh, I wish I'd never sent for that frying pan through the catalogue. Promise me you won't have it again.
Well, I've got to use up the rest of the bacon. I can't throw it out now, can I?
Well, then grill it. And have it with potatoes and cabbage. Make it your main meal. Same with the eggs. Have them instead of meat one night with some spinach or something.
Spinach? I don't know as I've ever had spinach.
Anyway, what are you going to have for your dinner?
Oh, you'll be pleased with me there. I'm going to bake a potato in its jacket, like you showed me.
Good.
And I got some broccoli.
Good.
And a nice pork chop.
Let's have a look.
Over there.
Oh, Bryn, there's an inch of fat on this chop.
Oh, yes, I like a bit of fat. Crackling and all that. That's the tasty bit.
Oh, Bryn, what am I going to do with you? I wish Blodwin was still here, keep an eye on you.
No, no need. I told her she had to go. Stewie can't manage those beach cafes on his own. He needs her more than I do.
But you need watching every step of the way.
Good job I got you to watch me then, Reenie. Because if you wasn't round here all the time, putting me straight, I don't know how I'd carry on.
Here we are then. I thought I'd bring a bottle of vodka along.
Oh, tar, Bernard. That's great.
You drink vodka, do you?
I drink anything, especially lately.
Pass us a couple of glasses then.
Oh, here.
I brought some mixers as well. What do you like in it?
That'll do me fine.
There we go then. Bottoms up.
Cheers.
Now, What's all this mysterious emergency, this matter of life or death? You still seem to be alive a week later.
Oh, only just. I think I better start at the beginning.
A long story, is it?
You see, Philip, you remember Philip, him that was sharing the house with me?
Oh, I remember Philip very well. He wasn't only sharing the house with you, he was sharing the bed with you.
Yeah. Well, he went off on this catering course, and he were meant to be coming back after Christmas, but he never did come back. He's gone off down London somewhere, and he hadn't even got an address.
And now you're alone and blue. Or have you been playing the field a bit and you're worried about AIDS? Because if you've been going the rounds and not taking proper precautions...
Oh, I'm not as daft as that. And I'm not promiscuous. I really cared for Philip.
But he didn't care for you, or not as much.
Looks like it. So now I'm in deep trouble and I need your help.
Well, we had a little arrangement set up when you, or should I say, we, bought this house.
No, don't get me wrong. Oh, this sounds awful. But, you see, Philip was supposed to be sending me his rent. And he did at first. And then he got behind and when he came over at Christmas, he said he'd have it soon. Said he'd be back soon with a lump sum. But he never did come back. You see, I've got behind with the mortgage payments. I'm up to my ears in debt.
I can't understand where Nev is. He's still not answering the phone.
He must be out, love.
Oh, he's out right enough. Point is, where?
Well, won't you be out with them teenagers you were telling me about?
All this time?
While the cat's away, the mice'll play.
That's not funny, Dad.
Only teasing Duck Dunnetic on, so.
Oh, he's probably working harder now, so he can have more time at home when you get back.
Doesn't seem as if he wants to be back if he never rings.
Oh, I wish you could stay here forever. I were telling our Cheryl Duck, wouldn't it be nice if they could stay here and we could move down Trentham?
Dad, stop going on about it. I've told you, Nev doesn't want to move and we've got no money for a mortgage anyway. We couldn't afford it.
Neither can we, Duck. Trentham, he says.
When I get me compensation...
Oh, shut up about your compensation. I'm sick of hearing about it. I don't know as I want move, anyhow. I can't think of leaving Bryn till he's back on his feet again.
Look, Mark, let me get this straight. You've had a repossession notice?
Yeah.
Well, can I see it?
No, I threw it away.
It might not have been an actual repossession notice. They should send you a warning.
I've had plenty of them. I threw them away as well.
But didn't the building society manager offer any advice? If he didn't, I'd like his name.
I didn't go to see no manager. I just got the letters and I screwed them up.
Oh, you young idiot. The very first thing you should do if you get into trouble meeting your mortgage repayments is go and see your branch manager. Explain the situation.
Oh, how could I? Tell him that my boyfriend's been playing fast and loose. You see, I believed Philip. I thought he were going to come back at Christmas and that he'd have the money and it'd all be all right. And then every week I thought he'd be back and it's gone on and it's gone on and...
Well, admittedly, the building societies are having to take a new, harder line. So many people not able to meet their commitments. There was a record number of repossessions last year, and it could be worse this year. But I can't understand. As long as you were paying something, I could go on paying something in the future.
That's just it, you see. I can't.
Can't what?
Can't pay in the future. I jacked in my job. I never liked it anyway. I weren't cut out to be a garage mechanic and Mr. Blow were getting at me and I just blew me top and I walked out. So I'm out of work on top of everything else.
Cheryl, I've just been up in your bedroom.
Oh, yeah?
I wanted to make sure little Nevy were all right.
Of course he's all right. He's fast asleep.
He's had a hard day on the swings, has Nipper?
But there's a funny smell up there.
Oh, well, I changed his nappy.
Not that sort of smell, madam. Cigarette smoke.
Oh.
Have you started smoking again, our Cheryl?
There, I told you she'd find out.
And you knew Ray Coakley and you never said?
It's nowt to do with me. Nowt to do with me.
Well, it's something to do with me. Have you been smoking in that bedroom?
Oh, I just had a quick drag. I thought you wouldn't notice up there. And I opened the window and let it out. Obviously not well enough.
You opened the window and let the cold air in where little Nev's asleep? This weather? How long's this been going on? It's a wonder he's not got bronchitis doing that on top of a nasty cough.
Well, it were better than leaving the room full of smoke for him.
Oh, you do realise that's wrong, do you? You do realise it's not good for a child that age to be breathing in smoke all the time. Passive smoking, that's called. Ugh, I shouldn't be surprised if that's not what started his cough in the first place.
Lay off, Reenie. She only started smoking again after that business being held at knife point. It shattered her nerves. And living in that damp ice on that estate, it's enough to make anybody smoke.
Oh, we can all find excuses. There's no shortage of excuses.
Give it a miss, ma'am. You don't know what it's like.
Stop getting worked up, Doc. It don't matter.
Not matter? Do you know how many people die from smoking? Do you know? There's one person dies every 5 minutes in this country alone. 12 people every hour. 300 people every day. I just don't want my daughter to be one of them 300.
Lass, hey, don't take on so much. Come here. Have hanky.
No. Look, it's no use. I should have thought after losing that baby.
Oh, heck.
I'm getting me coat. I'm going home.
Hey, don't do that. Your mum didn't mean
I'm worried about Nev, and I can't take this as well. I should have gone home last week.
Well, at least leave little un. Don't take him out from his bed into the cold night air. I'll see to him in the morning. You come and fetch him when you're ready.
Now, let's just see if I've got this right. What you owe. Is that about it?
Yeah, that's about right. However, am I going to pay that back? It's massive.
Well, it's nothing compared with what some people owe. I just can't get over how you've let it get as far as this. Even without Philip, you could surely have paid half instead of stopped paying altogether. And never going to see the building society and not answering letters.
I panicked, you see. And I kept thinking, another week and I shall have the money and I can get it sorted.
I mean, you could have found another lodger.
Except I thought Philip were coming back. Every week I thought that.
Anyway, that's in the past. We've got to deal with the present. Now you can make your peace with Mr. Blaw.
Oh, no, I can't.
Or try for another job. And at least you could get another lodger. In fact, I may be able to recommend somebody.
I don't want just anybody, though. It's only a small house.
And meantime, I'll see what I can do back at the firm. And once the case has gone to head office, it's virtually impossible to stop repossession taking place. But I can't think it's gone as far as that. I wish you'd kept that letter.
I'll know in future. I was just at my wit's end.
So, do things look a bit brighter now? Or let's finish this bottle, shall we? Let's drink to a better future.
Yeah. You're a real pal, Bernard. You've set me mind at rest. Last week, when you were a bit snooty...
Well, I'm not used to being kept waiting.
No, I realise that. But for a minute, I thought you were taking it out on me for what my dad did.
Why should I do that? Well, what was it your dad did?
Oh, you know, all that snooping. Finding out about your other life and your wife and kids out at Longsdon. I must admit, it gave me a turn at first when I found out, you being married. I can understand now why you're so hot on AIDS and being careful. Because you could easily infect your wife if you weren't careful, and then it'd all have to come out and...
Are you telling me that your father has been out at Longsdon asking questions?
No, I don't think so. I don't know where he got his information.
Or wherever he got it. He's been asking questions about my private life. Questions that might get back to my wife, among other people. I don't like it.
I'm sure he didn't mean no harm.
Oh, are you? And why would he ask questions if he meant no harm? You tell me that. Your father meant harm as sure as day follows night. The question is, how much harm has he done? How far has he gone with his snooping?
I tell you, I don't know. I only found out...
Your father's been poking about in my private affairs, probably ruining my life, and you've got the cheek to come and ask me for help.
Oh, it's not like that.
Oh, yes, it is like that, Mark Colclough. And if I find out that any real damage has been done, that's the last help you'll get from me either now or in the future.
Today's writer was Joyce Holliday. The Colcloughs was devised by Tony Perrin and produced by Mike Hopwood.
The Colcloughs return with another episode tomorrow.